Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with our Block Club Chicago report. And this is nice what they're doing in Little Village to support street vendors. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a group of bicyclists, pretty tight-knit community in Chicago, and they often go on big rides together, and they're doing a series of rides now for with a purpose. They get together Saturday mornings and they go out and they buy out street vendors all around the city, but they are starting in Little Village. They're going to make it to the Northwest Side, and the idea is they get, you know, 30, 40, 50 bicyclists. They come and they'll try to completely buy out a street vendor and give them a boost in sales, maybe end their day early so they can spend a weekend day with their family, and really just support the effort. It started during the immigration raids when it was more of a factor of let's buy some of these folks out so they're not waiting out on the street and potentially getting picked up. But now it's become more of a let's do this to support a part of the community that is grinding it out on a daily basis. But they're beginning May 30th. They'll be doing it every Saturday throughout the summer. They're partnering with the Street Vendors Association of Chicago. And if people are looking for more information, the group is called Cycling in Solidarity. They've got Instagram and website and all the details there, but it's a good cause, and I also think these guys they ride around a lot. You know, they could probably put down four or five tamales and
easy.
Get a little benefit out of this. They're also going to local bakeries as well, so now they're really carbon up a lot.
Now tell us why in Norwood Park they're bowling in the basement of a Catholic school.
This one is fun. One of those slice of life stories that I didn't know about, but the oldest bowling alley in the city of Chicago is in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Norwood Park. It has been there for 102 years, and it is exactly, well, it's a little fancier than I expected, but it does have some of the elements of old bowling alleys where they've got teenage kids are being paid to set the pins up. They're the manual pin setters. The lanes are slightly off kilter because it's 102-year-old wood. So some of the lanes have different quirks to them. They may lean a little bit to the right, but it's a lot of fun. There's four lanes. There's a league on Monday nights, and people can rent this place out. And it's just got all the sort of the flair of a old school bowling alley. It's just strange that you've got to access it from the alley behind the church, and you can find a lot of Northwest Siders there having a laugh game on, and they've got their kids setting up the pins, and just a lot of fun. When Southport Lanes closed in 2020, that had previously been the oldest bowling alley, but that closed, so this one now has the mantle and is definitely running with it. It's a fun story with great photos of folks there and the kids fishing out the pins from the lanes. It's kind of a neat thing to have in the basement of a church.
Finally, tell us about this River North guy and what he found in the river, in the Chicago River. What was he doing? Was he fishing in there? What was he doing?
Yes, he and his friend, this guy, his name is Ben Goroshenko. He's a River North guy, young guy, 25. He and his friend were fishing in the Chicago River, and he pulled up a, he wasn't quite sure what it was, so he took a photo of it and posted it online to get some answers from other fishermen, and they've decided it was an American eel. So this is one of my favorite sort of stories that Block Club Chicago does, weird stuff in the Chicago River. This one definitely qualifies. Very rare find. The last known sighting was in 2017. Also a kid caught one there, but they are born in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and they swim inland, but they don't usually make it this far. I mean, they can make it to the Mississippi, but getting to the Chicago River is something special because you've got those electric barriers, you've got dams, you've got about 3,000 miles to traverse. So I don't know how this little guy made it here, but he definitely wanted to come to Chicago. And it's could be a sign that there's a lot more of these. That seems likely that they're in the Chicago River. But it's also a sign that I think the Chicago River is continuously amazing us as it gets cleaner and cleaner, and the wildlife that have been showing up here unexpectedly, like you know, there's a lot of beavers, as we know, running around. There's snapping turtles. There's it's more than, you know, more than just like a like I used to remember, just like a, you know, a Coke can floating down the river.
What'd they do with the eel? Where is it?
Oh, so yes, so they he would catch and release. He threw it back in, so you know, he can't do a lot of testing on him. So we've got to wait for another one if we want to find out more.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't know what it was, so they I think they got rid of it fast. I would have done the same.
Seamus Toobie, have a good weekend. Thank you, sir.